Here, Harmony Wenger. Number 3, Annika Waslik, who is a senior. Number 5 is Gwen Fredrickson, and she is a senior. Number 7, Morgan Wheatman, a junior for the Panthers. Number 9 is Ann Clements, who's a junior. And sophomore Braylon Olson, rounding out the starting for the starting lineup for Coach Amy Mathis. Very nice custom program here. It has all of the teams and all the team pictures of those teams that are in this particular Division IV regional. And so very helpful. Everybody's got a photo there, so that helps. Kickapoo in their white uniforms with the red lettering. And the Chieftains coming out with the traveling dark uniforms. They've got maroon lettering. The Chieftains to our right. Kickapoo to our left here in the opener. This regional action. The Chieftains do a little adjustment of the lineup. They were not sure about Lily Barr in the back row. They'll bring in the libero player Kennedy Cooey as well. And the Panthers not starting with their libero. They will start serving tonight. And we hope you enjoy it from WRCO Sports, WRCO FM, and Richland Center. Annabelle Oliver will start, starting by the back row. And here's the approach and the serve. Fielded now by Schneider. The Chieftains set it up on the right side, taking the shot, and into the net are the Chieftains. Riverdale taking a swing and getting a piece of the net. 1-0, Kickapoo. Gretchen Buchholz in the front left for Riverdale. Here's the serve by Oliver. Fielded now by the Chieftains. They'll try again. Shot by Buchholz into the net, and it's 2-0, Kickapoo. Good student section on hand. I'm sure you can hear them in the background from Panther Country tonight. Here comes the next serve by Oliver. Fielded by the Chieftains. They'll play the Karen. Nope, can't get it off the initial pass from Schneider. The ball caromed off the net, and Prohaska trying to save it could not. It is 3-0, Kickapoo. Here's the serve by Oliver. Fielded by Schneider. Here's the set. Right side, and taking a shot is Franklin. Played now by Oliver, sets it left side, shot by Wenger. Diving dig, nice job by Dennis. Back to the far side, and into the net on the shot by Prohaska. And all of a sudden, the Panthers lead it 4-0 here on their home court tonight. And Annabelle Oliver just stays in the back row. There's a serve, far side, and the Chieftains get a beat on it. Back row, nice save, getting it over is Dennis. And the Chieftains field this one, set over by Oliver. Far side, the Chieftains take it through the wall, and they're on the board with a big hit by Kira Prohaska, and that makes it 4-1. So Prohaska gets the kill and will serve. Starts by the back wall, steps up, line drive serve. Fielded now by the Panthers, and it's going to be hit. Nope, hit number 2 hit the net, and the Panthers can't play the carom. So that makes it 4-2. Chieftains cutting in half. Serving is Prohaska. Line drive serve. Fielded now by Wenger. Set up by Oliver. Shot up on the net. Blocked down by Buchholz. And Riverdale has come roaring back. It is 4-3. Gretchen Buchholz playing the net, getting over the top of the block attempt. So the Chieftains attempting to tie. 4-3 score. Fielded far side. No. Kickapoo gets the initial dig, and it caroms into the stands. So starting out strong, and then the reverse happens. Riverdale has 4 straight points after Kickapoo scored the opening 4. Here's a dig by the Panthers. Pass by Oliver. Pushed over by Waslik. Fielded now. Dennis will set it up. Buchholz takes a shot. That one is out of bounds. 5-4, Kickapoo. Side out Panthers. Wenger will serve. The ball is being retrieved. Must have dropped in the pool. Wenger goes out in the hall. I go, where's the ball? There it is. Now you can't keep those, you know, whoever was out there. All right, we've got it. Ready to go. Wenger with the serve. Kickapoo leading 5-4. Here it is, line drive back row. Oh, it's an ace. Chieftains let it go, and it drops right on the line to make it 6-4. Kickapoo, that's an ace. The first for either side. And Wenger will try again. Harmony steps up, couple of steps, and there is a line drive serve. Letzer, fielded by Dennis. Played here back to Zuri. She'll take a shot. Back row for the Panthers. Wheatman with a dig. Pass left side, punched over by Fredrickson. Again to Dennis. She'll knock it over. Fielded by Oliver. Now pass back by Wenger, and Oliver gets it over. Back row, Buchholz. Nice save, Prohaska. Dumping it over is Franklin. Kickaboo tries from the right side. They'll dump it in. Played by Ann Clements, and that makes it 7-4. Clements gets her first kill tonight. And that was a decent volley. Both teams making some plays. Here's the approach, and Wenger with the serve. Fielded now by Schneider. Pass back by Prohaska. Dennis rainbows it over. Back row Fredrickson. She'll get it right back and then take a swing. Played by Schneider. Free balled over. Played by Fredrickson again. Oliver sets it. Pushed over that time by Waslick. Fielded by the Chieftains. Franklin takes a shot from the right. Dug back row by Kickapoo. Here's the set. Kickapoo dumps it over. Diving dig there. Schneider, nice play. Dennis back to the far side. And Franklin hits it out. Looking to try to feed it right down the L and couldn't make it. That makes it 8-4. So the Panthers back in the lead, matching their biggest lead by 4. 8-4. Here's the serve by Wenger. Cut off by Dennis. Schneider gets it back to the left side and punched over that time for the Chieftains. Prohaska. Oliver setting it up, taking a shot. Down it goes for Ann Clements. And it's 9-4. Riverdale wants a timeout. 9-4, Kickapoo in the opening set of WIAA Tournament Volleyball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to Foggy North Coffee Shop in Muscadet, where your perfect cup awaits. Savor our freshly brewed coffee, creamy lattes, baked goods, and refreshing Lotus drinks. Treat yourself to Cedar Crest ice cream, too. Don't miss out on our monthly specials available 7 days a week. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for daily hours and exclusive offers. And this summer, get excited for the grand opening of the Artisan Retail Shop. Foggy North Coffee Shop, downtown Muscadet, your daily dose of delight.
Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center. Many people believe that their fastest, cheapest option for medication care is the big box stores, retail chains, or mail. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services in Muscadet wants you to decide for yourself. Come visit and check out the facts of care, cost, and convenience. At Hometown, our family caring for your family. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center.
After the timeout, Kickaboo with a serve. Riverdale working on it. Back to Buchholz. Nope. It looked like Prohaska bumped the net, and that is the call. So the Panthers go up by a score of 10-4 here in the opener. WIAA regional best of five action tonight. Here's the approach by Wenger. Serves it back row. The Chieftains cut it off. Can't make the pass to the right side. And the Panthers go up by 7 at 11-4. Wenger gets the ball back. Starts back on the out-of-bounds line for the basketball court. And now here's the serve. Fielded near side by the Chieftains. They'll get it to Dennis. Dennis drives over. Got it in. Beautiful hit. Zuri Dennis makes it 11-5 as the Chieftains get the side out. And they're subbing in number 8, Bailey Harris, into the front left. And then going back to serve will be Aubrey Williamson. Aubrey in. She's a junior, and here's the serve. Far side, fielded by the Panthers. Fredrickson with a good dig, gets it right back, drives it over. Fielded now in the back row by Williamson. Pass to the right side. Harris takes it over. Fielded by Wenger. Here's the set, right side, punched over by Clements. Again, the Chieftains work it in the front, and dumping it over there is Buchholz. Returned by Clements. Here's Dennis. Pushing it over to Kickapoo. The set again on the right side. Kickapoo dumps it in. And Clements has done that a couple of times tonight. Very crafty. And that makes it a 12-5 lead for the Panthers. Kickapoo will start again. Here's the approach and the line drive serve. Good dig by Williamson. Pass to the right side. Shot over the top that time by Harris. Set up now on the right, now back to the middle, and Kickapoo punches it over. Dennis free balls it over. Fredrickson gets a push on the ball. Slap back by Buchholz. Slap back by Clements. Riverdale tries again. Right side, Dennis takes a shot. Kickaboo gets a beat on it. They chase it into the stands, and they won't get it. Zuri Dennis gets a point for the Chieftains. It is 12-6 here in the opener. And Riverdale has rotated around. Kennedy Cooey will serve. Cooey with a line drive. No! Net serve does not make the net, and that's a point for Kickapoo. That'll make it 13-6. It does not seem like it should be this time of year. I'll tell you, it was a beautiful drive over here tonight. The leaves are just really starting to turn, and this is such a gorgeous area. There's the serve by Kickapoo. Chieftains work it. Dennis gets it over. Nice recovery and hit number three. And the Panthers will get a point. Looks like Riverdale, that was a late bump into the net. So it goes back to the Panthers. And Ellery Young is serving. It is 14-6. Ellery serve. Fielded near side by Williamson. Dennis gives it right back to Cooey, who drops it over. Back row, the Panthers set it up. Left side, Fredrickson. Nope, can't get it over on the kill attempt from outside. So that makes it 14-7. The Panthers also with their libero player, Braylon Olson, into the lineup. Here's the serve by Dennis. Olson trying it on the back row. Can't get it. That'll make it an ace. And the Chieftains get a point back. 14-8. Zuri Dennis with an ace to go along with her kill in this game. Scoring a couple of points for the Chieftains. No, there's a net serve. Serve violation gives it back to the Panthers, and that makes it 15-8. Kickaboo by 7 here in the opener. The approach, Fredrickson with a serve. Fielded back row there. Nice job by the Chieftains. They'll drive it left side and out of bounds on the hit by Kira Prohaska. Kennedy Cooey had a really good dig on that one. The Chieftains unable to get it in play. Here's the approach and the serve by Fredrickson. Popped up by Williamson, and now the pass to her in the back row. They'll get it over. Clements with the set, shot over, and it is out of bounds. Kill attempt by Wenger. Missed the line, and that's a point for Riverdale. 16-9, our score. So into the game for Riverdale. Number 18, Macy McKay. No, check that. Got my numbers wrong. It's Chloe Franklin. Front left. Front left. And here's the serve by Riverdale. That's Bailey Harris. And it's a net serve. It gives a point right back to the Panthers. They lead by 8, 17-9. Serving for the Panthers is number 7, Morgan Wheatman. There's the serve. That one is just a little long and out of bounds. Morgan herself a former Chieftain. So the Chieftains will get a point, and that makes it 17-10. Here's Mason McKay. She will serve for Riverdale. Here's the approach and the line drive serve. Right side, fielded there. Nice dig by Young, and now punched over by Oliver. McKay to Dennis, up on the net. Ball blocked, and the Panthers are going to get a point as it was blocked over by the Panthers, and the Riverdale girls could not get a decent dig on that. And that'll make it 18-10. Panthers back up by 8 in the opener. Annabelle Oliver will serve. Oh, that's a let serve. Tough one. Free ball by the Panthers. Down it goes on a big hit here on the near side by number 3, Annika Waslik. Nice play. That'll make it 19-10. And the Panthers have continued to build this lead. Here's the serve. Ball to the right side, and the Chieftains are going to be called for bumping the net as it is going to be, yep, that's the call. Captains are talking to the official. Oh, they switched it. It is Riverdale point. Chieftain captain pleading the case. That'll make it 19-11. 8-point deficit for Riverdale. There's the serve. Panthers get it back to the middle, and Waslik gets it over. There's the hit by Prohaska back to the middle. Buchholz drives it long, just past the back row. That will make it 20-11. Eric Weigel, the line judge here. We'll trust him. Good call. I've got a great view here on the mezzanine at Kickapoo, looking down at everybody. Here's the serve. Dennis with a dig. Ball played by Prohaska. Back to Zuri. She'll drive it back row. Panthers make the play. Wheatman back to the front. Driving it over and getting a hit in is Gwen Fredrickson. And the Panthers lead by 10, 21-11. Back to serve for Kickapoo. Harmony, winger. Steps up, drives one back row. Dug by Schneider. Up on the net. Ball is blocked by the Panthers, but they went over the net. So the Panthers called for the violation. That makes it 21-12. Into the line for Riverdale, Bailey Harris and Aubrey Williamson. Aubrey will be back to serve. 21-12 Kickapoo here in the opener. And there's the serve by Williamson. Fielded now by the Panthers. Good dig by Wheatman. Shot over the top by Fredrickson. Nice play. Back row by Riverdale. Back to the front. Shot into the net by Bucco. Trying to get it around the block. That's four hits on Riverdale. And Kickapoo goes back in the lead by 10 at 22-12. Serving is number 9, Ann Clements, for Kickapoo. The serve to Riverdale. Reballed by the Chieftains. Pushed to the net. Punched over by Prohaska. And now the Panthers. Wheatman gets it over. Dennis gets it right back on the hit. Shot is going to be blocked by Kickapoo. Fredrickson with a nice block. Zuri Dennis hits the net. Trying to get the carom is Buchholz. And Riverdale unable to get it back over. And the Panthers go up 23-12 here in the opener. Here's Kickapoo's serve. Back row pushed over by Cooey. Free ball by the Chieftains. And there's a lift called on the return trip by Kickapoo. One of the Chieftains carried it, and that makes it game point. 24-12. Here's the serve by the Panthers. Clements, dug by Williamson, set by Prohaska, taking a big swing. Down it goes. Nice hit for Bailey Harris, and that makes it 24-13. Well, if you're Riverdale, you're trailing right now, but good point to try and get a little momentum perhaps, as the Panthers have game point, 24-13. No room for error for the Chieftains now. Buchholz is back to serve. And Gretchen with the serve. It is out of bounds, and that'll do it. Set one belongs to the Panthers. 25-13, the final. We'll go to set number two coming up next here. This is WIAA Regional Volleyball on the radio tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you experiencing any of the following? Rotator cuff or chronic shoulder pain? Knee pain that won't go away? Maybe even facing a knee replacement? Plantar fasciitis? Foot or ankle pain? Call Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet at 739-9000 to schedule a free consult to see if you are a good candidate to use shockwave therapy. Shockwave therapy is an advanced state-of-the-art therapy that can help you feel better, improve function, and help regenerate tissue. It really could be the miracle you've been looking for. Again, that number is 739-9000 for Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet.
From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. it's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
Kickapoo wins the opener 25-13 here in WIAA Regional Volleyball. They're led by three kills from Ann Clements. A kill apiece for Annika Waslick and Gwen Fredrickson. Hominy Winger had an ace for Riverdale. A kill apiece for Bailey Harris, for Kira Prohaska. And Zuri Dennis has a kill to go along with an ace. Here is set number two. They've switched sides. Riverdale to our left. And here's the serve by Riverdale. Fielded by the Panthers. They've got to go back and find it. And it's pushed over that time by Winger. Here's the set for the middle. Popped over by Buchholz. Back to the right side, taking a shot and getting it down is Hominy Winger, and that makes it 1-0 Kickapoo. Winger gets into the act, and Annabelle Oliver will serve. Riverdale in serve-receive mode. Oliver with the approach. Line drives it near side. Played by Cooey at the net. The Chieftains can't play the carom. It bounces back to him, and that makes it 2-0 Kickapoo. WIAA tournament. Volleyball tonight, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update comes up between sets 2 and 3. Cooey with a dig, back to the right side, punching it over is Prohaska. Kira gets the point, and 2-1 the score. The Chieftains are on the scoreboard. Doing some switching here now. Emily Goplin is in the front row, front left for Riverdale, seeing her first action. And serving is Haley Schneider. Here's the serve. Fielded now by Winger. Pass to the right side. Taking a shot is Clements. Riverdale playing the carom. No, they're going to slide under the net. And that'll be a point for Kickapoo. 3-1 the score. So the Panthers coming out in front of the home crowd and playing offensive volleyball. Putting them on their heels. Although they miss a serve. That's a service error for Winger and a point for Riverdale. 3-2. Back to serve will be Kennedy Cooey. Here's the serve. Back row fielded now by the Panthers. And Fredrickson dumps it over. Diving dig Riverdale bar and then punched over by Cooey. Here's the set again on the right side. Taking a shot is Fredrickson, blocked by Riverdale. Back to Kickapoo. Set for Clements. She'll loft it over. And the Chieftains try to play the carom. They're called for a lift. And that's the point. That was a really good volley. 4-2, Panthers. And Clements will serve. Steps up. Lines this one right off the top of the net. Fielded now by the Chieftains. They'll dump it over on the hit by Barr. Back to the left side. Punched over by Clements. Here's the set. Barr takes it again. Shot blocked by Kickapoo. And punched over by Cooey. Here's the set again on the left side for Fredrickson. Goes to the left hand, got it down. Nice job, Gwen Fredrickson. And really, Annika Waslick also made a couple of nice digs on that. That puts the Panthers up by a score of 5-2. Here's the serve. Riverdale works it back to the right. Zuri Dennis takes the swing. Going to be fielded back row by Winger. Back to the left, punched over by Clements. Set up by Riverdale. They'll punch it left side, and Goplin takes the shot. Kept live by the Panthers, and they'll punch it over on the hit by Clements. Here's the set for the middle. Riverdale takes the swing. Free ball back by Kickapoo. Hey, they'll get it over there. Working on it is Riverdale. Back to the left side. Goplin takes the swing. Back row. Nice dig by Winger. Set right side. Fredrickson. Down it goes. Gwen Fredrickson gets a big-time kill. And just like that, the Panthers are leading 6-2. Kickapoo and their coach said it too. They've got good volleyball sense. Very smart team. This one served. Fielded now by the Chieftains left side. Digging it. And a carom goes up into the stands there. They got an initial pass. The second pass went away. And that's going to make it 7-2 Kickapoo. We'll get a look at the Filney flip phone in just a little bit. Here's the serve by Riverdale Mill. or I should say Kickapoo, net serve, and that gives it back to the Chieftains. That'll make it 7-3, and Zuri Dennis will serve for the Chieftains. Braylon Olsen back in for Kickapoo. There's the serve. Wenger digs it. Oliver sets it up. Shot over, and down it goes for Annika Waslik. That makes it 8-3, and Kickapoo back in business with the kill. They'll bring in Ellery Young, and Ellery will serve. Gets the whistle from the official, and here's the serve. Far side, fielded now by Schneider. Pass to Dennis. Taking a swing over the top there on the hit by Prohaska. Panthers counter. There's a shot by Clements. Nice dig, Cooey. Rebounds it over. Fredrickson takes a shot, but it's wide left and out of bounds. 8-4. There's some hitting going on here tonight. Weston leads Wazika Steuben 1-0. River Valley 1-0 on Westby. Luther leading leading their opponent tonight 1-0. Fenimore 1-0 over Boscobel as well. Here's the serve. That's going to hit the net and going to be dropped down there on the hit. No, it's not going to make the net for Riverdale. A service error, and that makes it 9-4, and that gives the serve right back to the Panthers. Here's the serve. Doug Dennis sets it up left side, taking a shot over the top that time is Barr. Panthers take it to the right and dropping it over and down. In play, Chloe Walter gets the hit. And that'll make it 10-4. Panthers getting several into the act. Here's Gwen Fredrickson with a serve, and that one is just a little bit long, out of bounds. The point goes back to the Chieftains. Kickapoo won the opener, 25-13. They lead 10-5 in the second. Looking at scores, courtesy of the Y-Connect mobile nationwide local mobile phone plans with local service and support from Y-Connect Wireless. Here's the serve. Panthers set it right side. Wenger takes it over. Big shot. Panthers are going to get another point as Riverdale punched it to the ceiling. It caromed off the ceiling and came back, and Riverdale couldn't play a wild carom off the light. That'll make it 11-5. And Kickapoo will serve. Chloe Walter, left-handed serve. Far side, out of bounds. It'll be a point for Riverdale. That makes it 11-6. Morgan Wheatman returns to the Kickapoo lineup. She is in the back row. And serving for Riverdale, number 9, Kira Prohaska. That one is cut off by Young. Right side, Clements gets it over. Cooey, and Riverdale sets it up for Bucco. Takes it over the wall. Punched back and down by Harmony Wenger. Harmony wins the battle. That makes it 12-6. And Kickapoo builds his lead back 2-6. Waslik is back in the front row. And the Panthers, Oliver serves it. Cooey with the dig. Prohaska sets up Zuri Dennis. Shot is in. Nice shot. That makes it 12-7. Zuri Dennis and the Chieftains back in business with a side out coming up. And Haley Schneider, number 7, makes her way into the lineup. Here's the whistle, and her serve, it is going to be cut off now by Wenger. Passed by Oliver, now punched over by Waslik. Here's the set left side, and Goplin gets it over for the Chieftains. Kickapoo works it from the back row. Shot by Wenger, down it goes. Kennedy Cooey with a good effort, got a hand on it, but it goes down on a big kill. That'll make it 13-7 in favor of the Panthers. Here's the serve by Wenger. It's a let serve. Oh, it just rolled over. Dennis, and then Schneider. Dennis hits it over. Dug by Wheatman. Pass to the right side. Shot by Fredrickson. Dug by the Chieftains. Cooey left side. Goplin sets it over. Here's the play by the Panthers. Wheatman right side. Shot is into the net by Fredrickson. And a point for the Chieftains. 13-8. Riverdale hanging tough in the second set. Macy McKay is into the front row. And now subbed out. That'll be number 3, Lily Barr. Serving will be Kennedy Cooey. Nice dig by the Panthers. They'll set it right side. Waslik takes it over. One hand saved now by the Chieftains. Dennis gets it over. Here's the set by Oliver. Right side taking a swing is Clements. Fielded by the Chieftains. Pass to the right side, and taking it over there is Prohaska. And the Panthers work it to their left. Punching it over is Clements. Here's a quick set, and over and down it goes for Riverdale's Lily Barr. And the Chieftains tighten the gap, 13-9 the score here in the second. Cooey will serve for the Chieftains. Cooey line drives it. Fielded now by the Panthers. Punched over by number one, Annabelle Oliver. Left side, Goplin gets it over. Oliver right side. Here's a kill attempt by Fredrickson. Fielded by the Chieftains. Goplin gets it over in the middle. Fielded by Kickaboo. They go to the right side. Clemens takes it over. Dennis got a hand on it. That one caroms into the stands. 14-9. Kickaboo puts a charge into one. And Clemens will serve. Into the ball game is Annabelle Oliver. And here comes the serve by Kickaboo. Net serve. It gives it right back to the Chieftains. That makes it 14-10. Kickaboo with a four-point lead. Maddie Townsend into the lineup for Kickapoo in the back row. And Zuri Dennis with the run-up. There's the serve. Townsend makes the play. Pass back to the middle, taking a shot long out of bounds for Fredrickson. And the Chieftains are within three. 14-11 in the second. Riverdale will serve again. Zuri Dennis with a run-up. There's the serve. Fielded by Townsend. Pass now by Oliver, and then hit number three is over for Waslick. Riverdale hits the curtain on the way over. That'll make it a point for Kickapoo at 15-11. Into the lineup, Ellery Young for Kickapoo. She will serve. Chloe Walter is in the front row. Riverdale's lineup remains the same. Panthers by four. Kickapoo won the opener. Here's the serve. Fielded now by Schneider. There's the set in the middle, and knuckle over that time by Barr. Panthers work it left side, and a punch by Chloe Walter, blocked by Riverdale, and out of bounds. It's a point for the Panthers. They go up by five, 16-11. Ellery Young keeps serving. This one pulled on the near side by Cooey. There's the set by Dennis. Goplin takes the shot, blocked down by Gwen Fredrickson. And the Panthers take a six-point lead, and Riverdale will take a timeout. 17-11, Kickapoo leading Riverdale. The Panthers won the opener 25-13 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Attention, do-it-yourselfers and pros. At Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel, grab the Milwaukee M12 Fuel Hatchet 6-inch pruning saw kit for just $270, and they'll throw in a two-pack of M12 batteries worth $130 for free. And check out these oil deals. Mobile One, only $6.99 a quart, and Napa Premium Synthetic Blend, just $3.29 a quart. Hurry into Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel today. Quality parts, great prices, and expert advice.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Kickaboo serves after the timeout. Ball is dug by Riverdale, punched over that time, and a good hit by Barr. Fielded by Kickaboo, they'll drive it over, and down it goes. Fredrickson, one-hand save try by Schneider, almost brought it back, but Kickaboo takes a seven-point lead now, 18-11. It's a seven-point edge. Here's the serve by Young, fielded by Schneider. Now passed by Prohaska to the middle, knuckled over by Barr, and the Panthers try again with a push to the left side. Back to the middle for the Chieftains. Dennis and Schneider gets it over. Ball to the left side for the Panthers, driven over by Waslick. Quick set, shot over the top that time by Barr. Kickaboo chases it back, well, getting it over. Nice play as they get it on the hit by Fredrickson. Riverdale tries again. Big hit, dug by Waslick. Back to the right side. Schneider takes it over, out of bounds. That'll make it 18-12 in favor of the Panthers, and Riverdale will get a serve. Coming in the front row is Bailey Harris, and in the back row, Aubrey Williamson. Aubrey will serve. Panthers by 6 in the second. There's the serve. Fielded here by Winger. She'll get it right back. Takes a shot, and it's down. Big hit. Good play by Harmony Winger. Takes flight and makes it 19-12. Here's the serve by Kickapoo. And the Chieftains can't play it. It's going to be an ace as it bounces back toward the basketball hoop. And that makes it 20-12. Panthers with a sudden rush of points. For the Panthers, their first ace in the second set. Here's a serve fielded by Cooey. Dennis sets it left side. Punched over and down it goes by Harmony Winger. Nice play with a left hand. And the Panthers, all of a sudden, down the stretch, are putting some pressure on. Serving will be number 5. Gwen Fredrickson. Jump serve fielded by Cooey. Here's Dennis setting it up. And there's a shot over the top that time by Harris. Back to the right side. Kickapoo pounds it down. Is it in? Line judge determining whether or not it was in or not. It looked like it. And after a long talk, it is going to be a point for Kickapoo. 22-12. Again, I've got a great vantage point from the upper deck here, so it looked like that was the right call. Kickapoo with a serve. It's going to be a net serve. And the point right back to Riverdale. 22-13. Returning to the Riverdale order, number 10, Gretchen Buchholz, front left. And serving will be Macy McKay. 22-13, Kickapoo in the second. McKay with a serve. Nice dig there on the near side by Townsend. Punched over by Fredrickson. Got it in. Front of a diving Riverdale attempt. That'll make it a 10-point lead again for Kickapoo. 23-13. Into the lineup for Kickapoo, Morgan Wheatman. She will serve. Also, Ann Clements is in front left. And Wheatman will serve for the Panthers. Here's the approach. This one near side. Fielded by Prohaska. Gets it right back from Dennis. Takes a swing and got it in. Nice play. Kira Prohaska gives Riverdale a point. 23-14. Kira will serve. Kickapoo in serve receive mode here in set number 2. And here's Kira's serve. Fielded by the Panthers. Pass left side. They'll take a swing and get it through the block. And down it goes for Harmony Winger. Great assist by Annabelle Oliver. And Kickapoo all of a sudden has game point. 24-14 the score. Here's the Kickapoo serve. Riverdale fields it near side. Pass. Prohaska. Buchholz gets it over the top. Back row. There is the pass by Winger. Driven over that time by Clements. Riverdale tries again. Barr takes it over. Diving save there by Winger. Gets it right back. Takes a swing with the left hand. Field it. Free ball back by Riverdale. Kickapoo tries again. Near side. Down it goes on the big kill by Harmony Winger. And set number 2 belongs to Kickapoo. 25-14 the score as Kickapoo is up 2-0 in this WIAA regional match. The teams will switch sides. Riverdale needs to win 3 in a row now to advance and keep their season going. Kickapoo must win one more to get out of here and move on to play Brookwood on Thursday night. This is WIAA Regional Volleyball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Riverdale cross country team is preparing for the upcoming sectional meet at Prairie du Chien. The Chieftains are coached by Chris Simonson.
We ran very well at our own invitational the week and a half ago, and then we hosted conference on last Thursday. And again, I thought kids are in good shape. We have no serious injuries other than, you know, the aches and pains that come along with running for a few months. But no, I think the kids are mentally and physically ready to perform.
So let's talk about sectionals and how it will work. Where is it at?
We were at Prairie du Chien this year. We haven't run, Riverdale hasn't run at Prairie du Chien, I don't believe, since the old SWAL, when River Valley and Riverdale and Richland Center were in the same conference with Prairie and Viroqua. So it's been a number of decades, and I hadn't been on the course other than to golf since I ran there in 1978, I believe it was the last time I ran there. So it's a nice course. It's on the country club, on the Bridgeport side of town. There are hills, a lot of up and downs. There are no flat places on which to run. You're either running uphill or running downhill, not terribly steep in most places, but it'll be a nice challenge for a lot of the kids.
Best of luck to the cross-country runners preparing for the sectional meets this weekend and the right to run in Wisconsin Rapids at the state meet next weekend. That's it for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Welcome back to Kickapoo. The Panthers are up 2-0 on Riverdale. They were led by Harmony Wenger and 6 kills in the second. And Gwen Fredrickson with a total of 3 kills and an ace. 2 kills for Riverdale's Kira Prohaska and 1 apiece for Zuri Dennis and Lily Barr. Here we go. Kickapoo to our left, Riverdale to our right for the third set this evening. Annabelle Oliver will start it in motion and get the third set underway. Oliver with a set or with a serve. Fielded now by McKay. Pass to the right side. Shot over the top by Harris. Fielded by Kickapoo. Left side. They'll take a swing and get it down. Harmony Wenger makes it 1-0. Kickapoo with a big time kill. Getting some good setups there from Oliver and company. Annabelle is back to serve. Here's the serve. Fielded by McKay. Prohaska sets it up. Bucco through the wall. Down it goes. And we're even at 1 apiece. Nice job by the Chieftains. Getting the good set. And serving will be Kira Prohaska. Here's a line drive serve. Cut off by Fredrickson. Pass to back to the middle and then punched over by Waslick. Riverdale from the back row. Cooey gets it over. And the Panthers work it to the middle. It's going to be set over by Waslick. Dennis sets it left side. Ball shot up. Blocked by the Panthers. And down it goes. Waslick blocking one from Harris. And that'll make it 2-1. Serving will be the Panthers, number 2, Harmony Wenger. Here's her serve. And the Chieftains can't get it down. That'll go as an ace as they got a little elevation on the opening dig, but that was it. And that makes it 3-1. Good start here for the Panthers. Waslick, I should say Wenger, with the ace. And she will try again. Here's the step up and the serve. McKay with a pass. Ball back to the middle, taking a shot as Buchholz. Played by Wenger. Back to the right side. Panthers take it over. Good save by Dennis. McKay, now Zuri drives it over. Fielded by the Panthers. They'll take it left, taking a shot. Over the top that time is Fredrickson. Free ball back by McKay. Kickapoo tries again from the right side. There's the set over the top. Fielded now by the Chieftains. McKay takes it over. Panthers set it for the middle. Punching it over is Waslick. And the Chieftains can't make a play on it. Diving dig by McKay, got a little bit on the save. Dennis got a little bit on it, and that makes it 4-1. Panthers by 3 here in the third. Kickaboo has won 25-13 and 25-14. The serve by the Panthers is a little bit long and out of bounds. 4-2, our score. Into the game for Riverdale, number 7, Haley Schneider, and number 18, Chloe Franklin. River Valley is up on Westby. 2-0 tonight. Here's the serve by Riverdale. Panthers take it and take it down with a big hit from Gwen Fredrickson. And that makes it 5-2. Gwen with a big time kill. Serving is Ann Clements. And her serve goes right down the middle. That's going to be Cooey with the dig. Pass to Prohaska. Down it goes for Riverdale. Gretchen Buchholz with the kill. That makes it 5-3. Cooey will serve. Wazika Steuben and Weston tied at 1. River Valley 2-0 on Westby. Fenimore up 2-0 on Boscobel. Here's the serve. The Panthers can't field it. That's a Cooey ace. And that makes it 5-4. Kennedy Cooey with the ace, which is her first of the night. Here comes the line drive serve fielded by the Panthers. Now Oliver sets it up. Shot over the top that time by Fredrickson. Down it goes. Gwen didn't put a lot on that one, but had good location, and that makes it 6-4. Fredrickson with her second kill in this third set. Ellery Young will serve for Kickapoo. There it is. Cooey fields it. Ball passed now by Harrison. Franklin gets it over. Fielded by the Panthers. A little miscommunication. It drops in the middle. And the Chieftains are within one here in the third. 6-5. Zuri Dennis will serve for the Chieftains. Zuri with a run-up. There's the serve. Near side. And it's going to be an ace. Panthers got a little bit of a touch on it as the ball goes down. And just like that, we're tied at 6. Timeout, Kickapoo. 6-6 in the third. The Panthers lead the match 2-0 here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Spring into action with Riverway Trucking and Hacko Construction. From dirt and gravel hauling to site bulldozing, they've got you covered. Their reliable dump trucks and flatbeds ensure your materials are transported safely and efficiently. Call them at 608-739-3310 for all of your hauling needs in Muscadet. Wishing the best to local athletes this spring.
When it comes to breast cancer, early detection saves lives. When found early, most breast cancers can be cured. That's why regular screenings are so important. At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we offer the latest imaging technology, including 3D and diagnostic mammography, offering you convenience and peace of mind. If you're over 40, ask your provider when scheduling a mammogram might be right for you.
Here's the serve by Riverdale, and the Panthers working on it. Finally punched over by Annabelle Oliver. Here's Cooey. Dennis, shot by Riverdale. Nice shot by Barr. Fielded by Kickapoo. They'll take it down the right side. Big time hit. It goes to the rafters, and the Chiefs can't get it over on hit number 3. Initially, a good dig by Haley Schneider. The Panthers take the lead now, break the tie. It is 7-6. Serving will be Gwen Fredrickson. Here's the line drive serve. Fielded now on the left side by Schneider. Back to the right side, over for Franklin. Here's the set for Kickapoo, dumping it down. Nice dig by McKay. Barr keeps it alive. Cooey gets it over. Good recovery by Riverdale. And the Panthers drive it over on the hit by Wenger. Back row, Riverdale, Schneider, and Cooey drives it over. Here's the set again. Kickapoo taking a charge on one, and it's going to go down on a big hit by Harmony Wenger. Riverdale called for a lift on that save attempt. That'll make it 8-6. Kickapoo by 2. The Panthers have won 2 sets tonight. Here's the serve. Cooey. Here's Dennis. And there's a shot by Franklin. Blocked down for a block kill by Harmony Wenger. That makes it 9-6. Kickaboo will keep serving. Gwen Fredrickson does the honor. Fielded now by Cooey. Here's Dennis. Right side, Prohaska drives it over. Dug by Fredrickson. Oliver sets it up. Shot by Waslick. Back row. Fielded by Cooey. Now back to the middle, and Schneider drives it over. The Panthers try on the front left. Taking a swing and getting it down is Winger. That'll make it 10-6. Cheetahs have had a point in these sets so far where they've made progress. They've got it close or back to even. And all of a sudden, the Panthers take a big jump. Here's the serve. Cooey passes left side. Prohaska gets it over. Fredrickson sets it up. Here's a shot by Wheatman, and it is out of bounds. 10-7. Kickaboo by three. Side out for the Chieftains. Back in the front row is Bailey Harris, and Macy McKay will serve. There's the whistle. Macy comes up, and there's the line drive serve. Fielded now by Young. Back to the right side. Punched by Wheatman. Back row. And the Chieftains free ball it over and out on the left side. It will make it a four-point lead now for Kickapoo at 11-7. Returning to the front row is Ann Clements. And Kickapoo's Morgan Wheatman will serve. Net serve. It goes back to the Chieftains. 11-8. Side out Riverdale. Into the lineup for the Chieftains, number 10, Gretchen Buchholz, front left. And the Chieftains will serve. This one, far side, fielded by Fredrickson, back to the middle, taking a swing and getting it down was Harmony Wenger. Wenger with the big hit after the serve by Lily Barr. That makes it 12-8. Wenger has three kills in this third set. Panther is going for a sweep tonight, leading by four in the third. Oliver with the serve, fielded by Cooey. Dennis with a set, softly tapped over. Nice job by Bruco. Gretchen Buchholz got it in for the kill. 12-9 the score. Buchholz gets a point for Riverdale. That's her third kill. Southwestern and River Ridge are tied at one tonight. Opening night of the tournament. There's the serve. Kickapoo works it in the middle. Taking a shot is Waslick. Partially blocked Riverdale. Buchholz returns it. Oliver sets it up, and Wenger dumps it in. One-hand save. Nice job. Cooey can't get it from the back row after a one-hand save by Prohaska. Riverdale kept prolonging it, trying to get something over, and could not. That'll make it 13-9. Panthers with the lead. Here's Waslick with the serve. McKay passes. Left side, Prohaska. Buchholz gets it down. Well played by the Chieftains. That makes it 13-10. Gretchen Buchholz puts a charge into one. Into the lineup for Riverdale number seven, Haley Schneider. And serving is Riverdale's libero player, Kennedy Cooey. Here's the serve. It's an ace. Panthers not ready for it, and the Chieftains pull within two at 13-11. Into the lineup for Riverdale, number eight, Bailey Harris, front left, and Kennedy Cooey will try again for the Chieftains. Kickaboo by two. Here's the serve. Cut off now by Clements. And the pass right back to Waslick. She'll drive it over. Fielded by McKay. Dennis gets it over on hit number two. Wheatman, Oliver, and then taking a shot and down for Gwen Fredrickson. 14-11 the score. Fredrickson with the kill. Panthers go up by three here in the third set. Here's the approach and the line drive serve by Ann Clements. Dennis, McKay, and then driving over there is Barr, kept live by Kickapoo, punched over by Fredrickson. Cooey in the back row, Prohaska near side, taking a shot and getting it for Riverdale. Bailey Harris, that makes it 14-12. Harris put a charge in one. The Panthers got a tip on it, and that'll bring it back to Riverdale. In the serve is number seven, Haley Schneider. Set number three tonight. Kickapoo has won the first two, 25-13, 25-14. The third set, a very interesting one. Riverdale has given up some pretty good-sized leads, or has gotten down to some deficits. Kinkaloo's had some pretty good-sized leads, only to have Riverdale come back, and they're kind of in the middle of that right now as well as they try to sort things out, making sure that everybody is in the right location. And I'm not sure now. Both teams are going to huddle up. They're checking the scoring. And now checking the Riverdale lineup. So as that discussion continues, I think it's supposed to be Cooey's serve. So they have that right. Making sure everybody is where they need to be. So the horn sounds. It looks like everything is checking out. And the server will be Kennedy Cooey. I think the officials are going to meet again. Well, as they're sorting it out, let's take time out. 14-12 Kickapoo in the third. They've won the first two sets. High school volleyball tonight from WRCO Sports.
Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company works harder to get you the top dollar for your property. The team will help you prepare your property to sell and then engage the right buyers. Wilkinson Auction and Realty has the experience and expertise to handle all aspects of the sale from listing to closing, including transferring titles and accepting wire transfers. Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company online at wilkinsonauctions.com. Call 739-4404.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
We do a lot to keep the young people we care about safe and healthy. We encourage them to wear their seatbelt and use a helmet when riding a bike, skateboard, or ATV. Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25. It's important to be there for them and influence their choices. Encourage young people to make one choice, not to use substances, and encourage parents to say no to underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
All right, the discussion still continues. In fact, this discussion has been longer than one of the sets here tonight, the first one. But it continues. They were adjusting Riverdale's rotation and possibly someone out of place. And so the two captains tonight, Riverdale's Zuri Dennis and Kickapoo's Harmony Wenger, have been in on this conversation. And so now the officials are going to come back to the scorers table and let us know what's going on. Perhaps we'll see. Kickapoo was seeing whether or not Riverdale would give up a point on that one if they were not in the right spot. I think that was kind of the discussion that took place. The Filney flip phone scoreboard. Looking at that tonight as we await to see their decision. Barocco and Lancaster tied at 1. Southwestern and River Ridge tied at 1. Fenimore has ended the year for Moscobel in 3 sets tonight. Luther leads Prairie du Chien 2-0. Luther, if they would win, would be headed to Richland Center on Thursday night. Monticello 2-0 on Judah. Wazika, Steuben, and Weston tied at 1. River Valley was up on Westby, the 2-0 score at last we knew. Potosi and Cassville tied at 1 set apiece. Fenimore leading Boscobel 2-0. Southwestern 1-0 up on River Ridge. And I think that's what we have. No, the update. Southwestern 1 and River Ridge 1. Okay, so we've got that one. All right, I think we're up to date on the Filney flip phone. Sponsored by Y-Connect Mobile Nationwide. Local mobile phone plans with local service and support from Y-Connect Wireless. Potosi leading Cassville now 2-1. I'm so used to saying those together when they have football, but when they're apart, it's tough to say them apart. So now This is one of the longer volleyball discussions that I have witnessed here. Again, it's on the rotation, which I understand you play by the rules, but sometimes I'm always like, oh, let's just reserve. Just whatever, let's go. So I'm not sure. The score is 15-10 now. That would be right, would it?